Hey everybody, it's the 10th of December, and we only have 21 days left of Pray Today, and I'm going to miss it, but I'm looking forward to starting the new in 22 challenge, and I hope that you will still be listening to me each day on that Monday through Friday, starting on the 3rd of January. If you want more information on that, just go to our app or our website. If you haven't heard of that, we'd love to get you on board. We're going to start signups this weekend at church. So with that, I want to hit a really hard topic today. And I'm going to ask you to do something maybe as hard or harder than anything I've asked you to do during Pray Today. I want to ask you today to first think of someone who has hurt you. Now, I know that that is a very generic or vague request, but think of someone who has caused you pain. And now I want you, if you haven't thought of one, then I want to encourage you just to turn off Pray Today until you think of one. And some of you are going to be really uncomfortable with the next part, so I'm just giving you fair warning. The next part is to pray for that individual. And our prayers with this are going to greatly vary. Some of you have forgiven the person who has hurt you. Some of you haven't. Some of these things that people have hurt you with are just run-of-the-mill offenses. Others are far greater, or that happened far more often than a one-time little thing. So here's what I want to ask you to do today. I want you to pray for what you are able to pray for that person. Maybe you will pray today for God to help you to forgive that person. Maybe some of you feel like there is no possible way, even if you wanted to, and that's another issue. Some of you want to forgive, but you feel like you can't. And some of you have no desire to forgive, but you know that Jesus does not leave forgiving others as an option. So I want you to pray what you can today. Maybe it's that God would give you the strength to forgive. Maybe it's that God would give you the desire to forgive. Maybe it's that you want to take the first step in forgiving. Maybe it's just that for something that's not a horrendously terrible offense, it's just praying a prayer of forgiveness that you forgive that person and giving that to God. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's somebody that you've already forgiven and you still tend to feel hurt when you see them. You still tend to have those feelings of resentment or unforgiveness rear their ugly heads when the person hurts you again, or when you think of the offense, or when someone else reminds you of the offense. Again, it's all over the board of what we're praying today. But instead of me praying out loud to you about this, I will close our prayer, but I want you to take a minute to just tell God your heart in this area today. So let's take a moment and pray, and then I will close with a few words of prayer. Father, you know our hearts. You know our desires. And we know what your will is. So, Father, I pray that this would not be the only time we pray about this instance or this person. Lord, thank you that you take us where we're at and that you lead us in your ways. God, thank you that you give us the strength to do hard things. In Jesus' name, amen.